From the gridiron
to the hardwood,
the best in college sports.
This is College Sports Now.
Once again, here's Stephen Hartzell.
All right, we are back on a Tuesday. College Sports Now. Check us out on Twitter at CSNowTweets. Alongside John Jansen, I'm Stephen Hartzell, and we're pleased to be joined now by the publisher of Hogs Illustrated, Clay Henry, who's joining us. Clay, we appreciate you spending some time today. I know with the passing of Frank Broyles, you're coming on with a heavy heart, but can you explain to our listeners just how much Coach Broyles meant to the Arkansas faithful there in Fayetteville?
Well, you know, if you were going to build Mount Rushmore in Arkansas and just put, you know, who deserves to be on that, and I'm not talking about sports, I'm talking about, you know, Arkansans, and he'd be the only one you put up there. I mean, you can say, well, Bill Clinton was president. I wouldn't put him besides Frank Broyles. That's about as simple as I can make it. And, it's the state, for a long time was very poor. I mean, you know, we always say, thank God for Mississippi. There's something to that, you know, another poor state. Now, Arkansas is not a poor state now. When you look at, you know, the Waltons and the Tysons and, some of the power families in northwest Arkansas, you know, the kind of money that the program has. But for many years, it was done at Arkansas on a shoestring budget. He did it as an athletic director. I think that what people may not understand is that he was the first coach on a national level that recruited the top assistants around the country. When you look at the people that, you know, that coached for him, you know, the Johnny Majors, the Jimmy Johnsons, Jackie Sherrills, and, you know, the list is about 40 that went on to become, you know, prominent top Division I, you know, head coaches, elite schools, Barry Switzer, Freddie Akers. I'm not looking at the list right now, but it's impressive. But what he did was that he paid assistant coaches double what they were making anywhere else. Johnny Majors came from Mississippi State, you know, the great Tennessee single wing tailback, you know, and came to Arkansas and to coach for Coach Broyles in 64 and coach the defensive secondary of that great defense. And he was making $5,000 at Mississippi State, made $11,000 at Arkansas. So he was paying double what everybody else was paying for assistant coaches around the country. So he had the best. And, you know, he was the first coach to give assistant coaches courtesy cars from dealers. He was the first coach to have his top four assistants do statewide radio shows. And it was all about, you know, what he could do to lure the best to Fayetteville, Arkansas. And that was unusual and was an innovator. Was, you know, he, you know, 64, they were one of the first teams to go to two platoon football, you know, beat Texas in 64. Texas was playing their great players both ways. I don't think our listeners probably understand that there was a time when everybody played offense and defense. You know, the great tackles were playing both ways. Well, he saw that, you know, he didn't have as big a squad as far as size-wise, and he played them, you know, went with the new two-platoon rules that he could get an advantage over Texas. So he was an innovator. Built great facilities without bankrupting the state. When you look at Razorback Stadium and the remodel in 98, Bud Walton Arena, which was the best arena in the country, and he built for Nolan Richardson. Did the same thing for Eddie Sutton when he enlarged Barnhill Arena in the 70s. Built a great golf program, baseball program, Bomb Stadium, number two in attendance in the country, in what's really not a southern area, you know, cold weather in Fayetteville in the spring, yet they're number two in attendance in the country, behind LSU. So I don't know. I could go on and on. I'm 63, so my life, my dad was the sports editor of the Arkansas Gazette, and so with a young age, I knew about Frank Broyles. He came to our house. Our families are intertwined, so you probably don't have enough time for me today.
We got all the time you want. Clay, this is John Jansen, and you mentioned that you had a very intimate relationship with him. You've known him since you were a youngster, and if you're up for it, what might be one of your favorite memories or stories or moment that you had with him?
Well, I was 10 years old, and, he was the first one to do the great statewide coaches television shows. And to do it, he had to fly to Little Rock on Sunday morning every week. And he might, flown back from Lubbock the night before, but he'd get on a private plane and fly to Little Rock, and my dad would pick him up at the airport. And as a 10-year-old, I would be in the back seat. And so, he knew all the – my dad had four boys, knew them all by name. My oldest brother was sports information director for Coach Bulls when he retired. So you can kind of see the family aspect of this. We ate dinner at his house after games, state dinner. All the assistant coaches, their wives, my dad, our family. I got a paddling by Mrs. Bulls because we did a chemistry experiment with panty bulls in the basement that caught the house on fire. We got whipping in the backyard. I think I was probably 12. But anyway, 10-year-old, I'm in the back seat listening. Didn't say a word, but I remember this vividly. The week before the 64 Arkansas-Texas game, Texas was number one. Arkansas was probably number four or five. And then Arkansas won. Of course, they shut out their next five opponents after, beating Texas. And my dad asked him, he says, well, what will be the advantage that Arkansas has? And he says, innovation. He says, we're ahead of them because of the two platoon, and we will wear them down in the second half. We will win. And I mean, I don't hear coaches explain that to writers anymore like that. But I guess, he trusted my dad. But I just remember that thinking all week, we're going to win. And I say we because I grew up as a Razorback fan. The way that it did. He was innovative in that he sent assistant coaches way, in the early 60s. He would send his staffs to wherever school had the latest, greatest innovation, whether it be sending his staff to Clemson to learn about kicking game or to, Southern Cal to learn about the I formation, John McKay. And then they would come back and install. And then in the fall every year, they would start out maybe the first couple of games running the new stuff. And if it didn't work, he would quickly boil it down, to the stuff that did work. Johnny Majors told me that he was the best at coaching the first step technique in whatever system, whatever scheme, that he knew that was what won. The reaction in the first step and technique, no wasted motion, and that he could recognize when his assistants were not coaching the best technique. And so there's a difference between scheme and technique, and that he was a great mind at being able to recognize and getting things fixed. And I don't know if I answered that question. I think I went off in another tangent, but.
Oh, no, you did a great job. I appreciate it.
We're talking with Clay Henry. He's the publisher of Hogs Illustrated, All Things Arkansas. And, of course, we're in memoriam for Frank Broyles, who passed away Monday at the age of 92. Clay, we appreciate your time. I'll leave you with this. In terms of the impact he made at Arkansas, you mentioned coaching that national championship team back in 1964, did he have a greater impact as the head coach or later as an administrator, as an athletic director for the university?
Well, I think that what he did is that he when he came in those great glory years in the 60s and 70s, in 19 years, and you just look at all the bowl games. There weren't many bowl games, but Arkansas was in the Sugar, the Cotton, the Gator on a regular basis. And he gave the state something to stick their chest out. And, the Razorbacks were important. But in 75 counties, whether you go whatever part of the state, the love of the Razorbacks grew because of Frank Broyles. And it was something, the pride. Any coffee shop anywhere in the state, if you said Frank, everybody knew you were talking Razorbacks. So I think that's what he did. It was, and then, building facilities, hiring coaches. Yeah, he did all that. But I think that started with that national championship in 64, something they had not done before or since. That, I think that's what you have to look at.
Clay Henry, publisher, Hogs Illustrated. We appreciate you coming on with us today, Clay. It's been really fascinating to hear you reflect on Frank Broyles' life. Obviously, he meant a lot to a lot of people there in Arkansas, and an all-timer for sure. So yeah. We appreciate the time, and thank you so much for coming on with us.
Yep. Our state grieves. Thank you for having me.
All right, there you have it. Again, Clay Henry, the publisher of Hogs Illustrated. John, that was fascinating. I mean, you talk about hearkening back to when college athletics was just in a different place than it is now. Paying assistant coaches, you know, upping their salary from $5,000 a year annually to over $11,000. And heck, we were talking about Michigan earlier. John Harbaugh's got three assistants on his staff alone who make over $1 million per. So that's just a different time. Different time.
Well, it is. And whenever you get a chance to talk to a guy like Clay Henry, who has been a part of the history of college football in terms of Frank Broyles, there's a few individuals, and obviously Coach Broyles would be one of those that really shaped college football. And not just college football, but college athletics and athletic departments. That when you get a chance to talk to a guy like Mr. Henry and he can just tell stories about, you know, being at his house and having dinner with him and you know, being whooped by Mrs. Broyles when he was 12 years old. I mean, I could listen to that for hours and hours. And what a great opportunity that we had to have Clay Henry on just to listen to his take on a guy that had such an impact on the sport that we love.
Yeah, and it's funny to put it in perspective when you talk about Arkansas fans, because that is a unique culture. That is a landlocked state. I mean, it is smack dab in America's heartland, and they're part of the SEC where the culture is already off the charts. But, you know, Arkansas does not have professional sports teams. They've got their Razorbacks, and you want to talk about, I mean, we work in radio, John, so I know you're into this kind of stuff. You want to talk about a statewide network of affiliates and fans, you know, from all corners of the state. I mean, they are arguably as passionate as any fan base in any state that we do this. I mean, there's rivalries abound, right? We've been talking Michigan, Ohio State. I know the folks in West Virginia won't be slighted. They love their Mountaineers. Similar environment, no pro sports teams. But Arkansas, Nebraska is another one. I mean, just off the charts with the way that they feel about their college programs. And he mentioned that. Clay mentioned that before he left. It really gave, you know, Arkansas winning a national championship really allowed the natives there to feel good and claim something that they didn't previously have. And I think that's fascinating to hear. It really is.
Well, it is. And, you know, you talk about a state that's been so up and down and in so many different times. And for a guy like Frank Broyles to be 92 years old, he's seen it all in the state of Arkansas. And he was able to provide the fans of the Razorbacks with some great memories and some great opportunities to escape, you know, in 64 when things may not have been great in the state of Arkansas and you know, at different times when things weren't great down there. Athletics and football in particular has always been one of those opportunities for people to escape for a few minutes or a few hours. And Frank Broyles was one of the best at providing that opportunity for the state of Arkansas.
Fascinating stuff. And again, we appreciate Clay Henry, publisher of Hogs Illustrated, coming on. Frank Broyles passing away on Monday at the age of 92.